Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Well, happy Monday, everyone. This is the first Monday in December, and I'm so glad that you guys decided to join me as I talk about some things that I think is pretty essential for us to all kind of embrace as we get ready to close out this year. And what I want to talk about this year is six things that you need to leave behind in this year. I think I made a little mistake, but you get what I'm saying. There are six things that I believe that everyone should think about, consider purpose to leave behind in this year. And so I want to share that with you on today's show. But before I get started on sharing those six things, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to call someone. I want you to text them. I want you to email them and say, hey, she's on the air, and she's going to be talking about some things that perhaps we all need to leave behind, not taking extra stuff in to this new year with us, right? We want to leave the baggage at the door of this, at the close of this year, and let's just go in fresh. Let's go in encumbered with so much stuff that we tend to take with us that we really don't need. So listen, I want to thank you for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show, and I just want to jump right in because I know that our time is so limited, and I really want to share these things because I believe that it will help you as it's been helping me to really just decide how I want to end this year and how I want to begin the next, right? So, you know, as we are approaching the end of another year, it's important for us to not only think about what we want our upcoming year to look like, but to also think about what things we don't need or want to bring into the new year. As I said at the top of the show, you know, we need to take a moment just to pause and ask ourselves what things no longer serve us and really begin to only purpose to bring with us into this new year those things that will take us from good to great in our lives, both personally and professionally. So listen, I want to talk about what those six things are. And you know what? Perhaps there are other things, you know, that you could think of that you want to leave behind. But these are just some of the things that just kind of stuck out to me as I was preparing for this show. And I think it's just critical for us to really evaluate, you know, what it is that we're taking into the new year. You know, many of us, we are planning for, you know, we got our calendars out and we're planning for our upcoming year, whether our events and meetings and travel and all these other things that we are anticipating, right? But in order to make your year the best that it can be, there are some things that perhaps we need to leave in 2018 so that 2019 could be so much better than what we're experiencing right now. So the first thing I want to talk about leaving behind in this year is clutter. Clutter. You know, we have so many things. Many of us are just, you know, running over with clutter, right? And whether it's papers that we have is just stacking up somewhere in our office or in our home somewhere, whether it's clothes that we can no longer fit. You know you're not going to get back into that dress or that suit. So why are you holding on to it, right? Whether it's books that you've read and you're done with it and you know that you can pass it on to someone else and maybe they can receive some great things from it, or maybe it's just, you know, graphs and charts that you have from old events and conferences and meetings and strategic planning things that you've had from years back that you're still holding on to. Listen, we need to get rid of those things. We need to unclutter our lives so that we can make room for better things, for bigger things, for more things that is really going to help level in our lives. You know, there is a research that's been out that says that, you know, when we are surrounded with clutter, it really clutters our mind and it distracts us and keeps us from being able to really flow in our lives the way we need to, right? Because we're so encumbered with so much stuff, right? And we need to get rid of it so that we can breathe, so that we can have better clarity, right, in our lives, and so that we can begin to create those things that we've been desiring to do, whether it's write that book or whatever it is. We need to clear out some space so that we can breathe and think, you know, the way we need to. So the first thing is clutter. Get rid of all of that stuff. Make room for what is really important in your life, right? The things that are going to that has memory and value to you versus all this other stuff. Number two, we talked about, you know, first the clutter, physical, but we also have clutter in our minds, right? And so we need to free our minds and create a different mindset. And the way we do that is by renewing our mind daily, right? Renewing our mind from thinking about negative things or those self-limiting beliefs that we tend to hold on to that tends to hold us back, right? Or maybe it's, you know, what we call the stinking thinking. You know, we need to develop what I like to call a winning mindset, to know that you can win at life, you can win at business, you can win at health, you can win, you know, in your finances, you can win in your relationships, but you have to decide that I'm going to stop thinking the way I'm thinking, right? And to catch yourself thinking, we need to start thinking about what we're thinking about and make a different decision to think differently. You know, we need to come away from the mediocrity that we have allowed ourselves to set in our minds of how we're going to participate in our lives and how we're going to move forward in different goals and dreams that we have. We have to move away from that and decide that we're going to do things much differently than what we have done before. So you have to set your mind differently. You have to develop what I like to call a growth mindset, right? So it means that, you know, although you may have been challenged in some areas in your life and trying to make that change, and maybe you failed at trying to do that, but a growth mindset will cause you to get up again and try again, knowing that you still have an opportunity, and this challenge is really just an opportunity to help you to dig in deeper and to purpose, to change your mindset by creating different thoughts and beginning to speak out those thoughts so that you can be more conscious in what you do and bring about the change that you're looking for. All right, number three, relationships. Now, you guys know that you've been holding on to some relationships that you should have let go a long time ago. Many of us know that we stayed in some of those relationships a little bit too long. So you know that relationship that I'm talking about, the relationship that is toxic, the relationship that's poisoning who you are, how you feel about yourself. You know, when that person is around you, you feel drained. You just feel just out of it, right? Because you feel like they're leeching or they're never there to support you. You can't depend on them, right? But they are those people that feel entitled to your life, you know, entitled to your money, entitled to your time. Those people that never give back and that they think the world revolves around them. You know, those people that haven't treated you quite right, you know, whether it's in their conversation, whether it's in what they promised to do or didn't do, you know, whatever it is, you know what relationship that is that no longer adds value to your life. And so we have to make a decision and say, you know what, this is a relationship that I can't take into the next year. And that means you have to have a hard conversation, a difficult conversation with those people. And I know you said, well, Nisha, it may be some of my family members. I can't get rid of my family members. No, you can't get rid of them, but you can't love them from a distance. And you can set up some proper boundaries so that you no longer have to allow them to impact your life in a negative way in the way that they have, right? So it's important for you to make that decision and to begin to value the relationships that are giving to you, that's giving life to you, right? And that's supporting you and your dreams, your goals, and all the things that you set out to do and what you want your life to feel like from the people that are in your life. You know, people are the family that the friends and other folks besides your family are really the family that we choose. So you have the right to choose who you want in your life. And so if you want to do great things, be around great people. If you want to be wise, be around wise people. Those are the kind of people that you want to add to your life, you know, that's going to make your life better. Number four, activities. You know, many of us, we have so many things on our plate. There's so many activities that we're involved in. We volunteer for everything. We're involved in everything. We can't delegate seemingly to other people that are well qualified to do what needs to be done, but we feel like we have to be in on everything. And so those are some of the things that we want to leave behind. You don't have to be involved in everything. You don't have to volunteer for everything. You don't have to say yes to everything. When you're saying yes to everything, you're saying no to yourself. So what are those things that are becoming a burden to you, those things that are no longer bringing you joy that you need to stop doing, whether it's certain activities that you've been signed up with your kids to do, or something at your job, some project that you've been on. As I work with leaders, you know, I'm finding that many of them feel like they have to attend all these meetings, and they realize they really don't, you know. And so you have to decide what are those things that are most important to you, setting the right priorities for your life and your involvement in those things, and begin to cut yourself loose from them, whether it's being overly active in ministry or some other area that you feel like you got to do it, right? We don't want to live by the shoulds in our life, but we need to live by what I want to do. And so evaluate that and begin to put some things on the back burner so that you can have full energy and full fulfillment in all that you are involved in. Number five are habits. Habits. There are a lot of habits that we tend to have in our lives that we know we need to get rid of, whether it's not eating right, not exercising, procrastination, just being flat out lazy, whatever it is. I've dealt with those things and still are overcoming some of those things, and I'm sure that many of you are too. We don't want to bring that into the new year. We got to change those habits, and we need to have some accountability partners that will help us to change those habits. So whatever it is that you need to do, make a new decision that I'm going to change this habit. If it takes 21 days to do it, so let's make a new habit in 21 days. Let's decide what we're going to do differently so that we can have different results. We don't want to continue in insanity, but we want to do something that's going to bring forth life-changing and transformational within our lives, our businesses, our relationships, our finances, and every other area as well. And then number six, attitudes. Listen, we got attitudes. You know, people can have attitudes that we don't want to bring into the new year. Whatever that attitude is, a selfish attitude where you think that it's all about you, if you're being prideful, you're afraid to ask for help in any area, if you have a victim mentality where you just, you know, feeling is that, you know, people owe you something. Whatever it is, we have to change our attitude. You know, Les Brown has said it so good. He said that, you know, our attitude determines our altitude. And so how far do you want to go? How high up do you want to move in your life? How much do you want to maximize your potential? It all is up to your attitude. So you have to be aware. You have to be self-aware of your attitude and how you are responding to life, right, versus how you're allowing life to change you. You have to know how to change it. So listen, I want you guys to think about these six things that I talked about of how you can decide what things you want to leave behind. What six things do you want to leave behind? Is it any of these or are there others? But you want to make sure that you make a decision that I'm no longer going to bring in extra baggage into my life that slows me down, that hinders me, that becomes an obstacle in you becoming your best self. So it's important for you to assess that. Look at the clutter. Look at the mindset. Look at the relationships. Look at the activities, the habits, and the attitudes that are no longer serving you so that you can make a better choice to end this year, leaving behind what's no longer necessary, and going into the new year with a fresh start, coming into it like. All right. So listen, you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Listen, I have an upcoming event. It's in January 26th called Rock Your Purpose, Rock Your Life. You don't want to miss out on it. Go to my website at nashawnturner.com. Get registered today so that you can go into 2019 rocking your purpose so your life can rock out in a big way. I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be as we empower you to uniquely design your life.